Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns, oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns, oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all God's people in every nation that he reigns, oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher praise of praise. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed for us to be able to see. Lord, I find myself consistently beginning my prayers with that statement, with that affirmation. Because if it had not been for you on our side, God, when we wake up this morning, we would not be waking up this morning. If you had not touched us with your finger of love and called our names and told us to rise, we would not have risen this morning. For many, God, went to sleep last night and did not hear a call from you to rise early this morning. Rest with you or in hell. And God, I want to say thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed me to be able to see. I won't take a day for granted. I won't take your mercy for granted. I won't take your grace for granted, but every single morning that I rise, God, I want to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another day of victory. Thank you for another day of overcoming. Thank you for another day of just being a child of God. If you don't do anything else for me, Lord, you've already done so much more, God, and you've already done so many great and wonderful things, God. I can't even contain myself. I can't even list it all. God, I can't even declare it all. And so, God, with the simpleness in my mind, God, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Thank you for a mind to serve you. Thank you for a mind to live for you. Thank you for a mind to surrender to you. Thank you for a mind, God, that is stayed on you, God. Thank you, Paul, God, for keeping me in perfect peace because I want to keep my mind stayed on you. Thank you for making ways out of nowhere, God. Thank you for opening up doors, God, that I didn't even see opening. God, thank you for victories upon victories upon victories because you keep on blessing me, Lord, over and over again. And so joy bells are ringing down in my soul because I serve a great and a mighty God. Joy bells are ringing down in my soul because my God loves me and he showers me down with blessings every single day. He starts off with brand new mercies that I consistently see every single day because he's faithfully great, God. You are a mighty God. There's no one like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And I love you, Lord, today with all of my heart, with all of my mind, and with all of my soul. I'm just excited about you being my redeemer, about you being my strong tower, about you being my way maker. I'm excited, God, because you are the source of my strength and you are the strength of my life. I am excited because I know who my Redeemer is. There is no question who makes the ways for me. There's no question about who saved me from sin and shame. There is no question about who leads and guides and directs me, God. I just want to tell you thank you, God, because you are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious and mighty, and your word to Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to allow your praises to continually be in my mouth. Because in everything you tell us to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, in good times, in bad times, in high times, in low times, in season, out of season, no matter what I find myself to be in and whatsoever state I find myself in, I need to be content and I need to give you thanks, God, because you blessing me, because you make the ways, because you are the sustainer of my life, because you alone are God. So give us the mindset, Lord. Give us the attitude, Lord. Give us the adjustment that we need, that we will find ourselves in everything to give thanks to you, God. Oh, God, in good times, God, whether things are hard or my finances are funny, Lord, you are still worthy to give you thanks for what I have, God, because what I have, Lord, you provided. Oh, God, because if you did not provide, I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't be able to move or breathe or have my very being, but God, you keep on blessing us, Lord, and so we want to give you thanks. So Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, a higher place of acknowledgement, a higher place of gratitude day by day as you bless us to see brand new days. Thank you for this day that you have made. I am determined to rejoice and be glad in it, enough to declare, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and to invite somebody else with me to exalt his name together. Because we're two or three gathering your name, God, you promised that you would be in the midst of us. And God, we have two or three on our phone call, on our phone prayer line this morning, and I know that you're in the midst of us even now. Because as we begin to pray, you come in and you shift the atmosphere, Lord. I was tired of my body, God. I'm a little worn, but you have already renewed me, God, because I have determined that you are the better
better part, Lord. Resting for the better good part, Lord. But getting before you, kneeling before you, coming before your throne of grace, it's the better part, Lord, because you'll help me. You'll add to me, Lord. If I wait upon you, my strength will be renewed, God. You'll help me to mount up with wings as eagle, to walk and not be weary, to run and not sit, Lord, if I just be willing to wait upon you. And so, God, I put my trust in you, God, today, because you are the source of my strength, and you are everything that I need and more. Give us the necessary attitude of judgment that we need. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that the word will be manifested in our lives, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want your will to be done in our lives. And if your will is done in our lives, then we'll be a blessing to everyone that we come in contact with. Transform our minds even now. Cast the devil out of the minds of your people so that we'll stop being selfish, that we'll stop being prideful, that we'll stop being haughty, and know and understand that, God, our time here is only as a vapor, oh God, as a whisper, Lord. We come and we go, God, but you are the sustainer of life, Lord. You are the way maker of way makers, God. You are everything that we need and more, so we acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you. Our titles are irrelevant, God. If you're not behind us, if you're not anointing us, if you're not granting us favor, oh God, so help us to humbly submit ourselves to you and surrender to your will and allow you, your spirit, to transform us from flesh to spirit, from death to life, that even as our bodies decay, our spirit man is growing stronger day by day, as we continue to seek your face and we continue to submit to your will and submit to your way. And so, God, when we submit to your will and submit to your way, that means we must accept all of your decisions, Lord, because there's no thing, we can't just accept a part of your word and decline or deny another part of your word, because your word is true all the way through. From Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelations 20 and 32, I believe, somewhere around there. Your word is true from the beginning to the end. And God, your word, it shows us that you're consistent. Your word shows us that you are faithful. God, your word shows that you know what's best for us, Lord. Every single day that we come and every single day that you bless us to see, you remain the same and you know what you are. You know the way that we should go. So in all our ways, we submit to you this morning, and we surrender to your will, and we surrender to your way. Got many, God, prayer requests have come in. Even as we have been busy running around Mason's Temple here in Memphis, Tennessee. God, one of the prayer requests that have come before us to come before you. God, it's awesome to know that people see us as prayer warriors. God, I don't take that for granted, Lord, because I know I didn't always pray like I pray now, Lord. But I thank you that I had a hunger and that I continue to have a hunger and a thirst for more of you, to learn how to pray, to understand that prayer is powerful, that prayer changes things. And the more prayer I do, and the more prayer I participate in, the more powerful I am. And the less time I pray, the more weaker I am. And so, God, I thank you, God, that I'm learning how to pray, that I can come and travail before you and seek your face, not just on behalf of myself, Lord, but on behalf of those that are around me and on behalf of others. Because I understand that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, God. And so we come before you, God, this morning, humbly submitting to your will and submitting to your way, God. Not my will, but thine will be done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be manifested in our lives, because we want your will to be done. We don't always understand your will, and God, to be truthful, we don't always agree with your will, but nevertheless, not my will, God, mighty name of Jesus. And so we pray for Mother Nellie Towns, the father of her daughter. A man's name is James Williams, who had a heart attack, God.
And, God, they are planning to perform open-heart surgery on him. Your word declares that you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, God, we are healed. You have already paid the price. Your blood was already shed, and there is still a balm in Gilead. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. There is still a balm in Gilead. You are still a healer. You are still a miracle worker, and we put his life in your hand that you would heal, that you would deliver, and that you would set free. I call on the name of Bishop George Dallas McKinney, Lord, who has not been with us all this week because he's going under surgery this morning for prostate cancer. God, you are a healer, Lord. Oh, God, Brother Bishop McKinney is somewhere 84 years old, God, but you still are his God, and you still are a miracle worker. So, God, I pray that you would guide the hands of Brother Washington's doctor and the hands of Bishop McKinney's doctor, and that you would guide the hands of the physicians, Lord, and bring them through their surgery successful, Lord. Oh, God, the doctor is just practicing. But, God, you are the doctor of all doctors, Lord. You are the miracle worker that, God, the world needs to be reminded of today. So we put our trust in you, Lord, today. We believe that you can, and we believe that you will take up these prayers, God, because our prayers avail it much in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray, God, this morning for consolement. I pray for strength this morning. I pray for a refreshing, Lord, for Brother Philip Joyner, my cousin, Lord, whose wife passed away this morning, Sharon Joyner. God, I pray that you would touch that family right now during their time of bereavement and lift them up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God of those that die as well as the God of those that remain, Lord. And so we ask that you would take your hands, oh God, and comfort them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are acquainted with our sorrow. You know what we've been through. You know the pain of lost, God, but God, in all points, the word says your son was tempted, but he know no sin, God. Thank you, God, that you are such an awesome God, that you know how to bring us up from our low levels all the way to the highest point in you, because you are the lifter up of our heads, God. And I continue to call out the name of my brother Dominic, God, my co-worker who was bereaved by the loss of his family, and my other co-worker, Brian Owen, God, who lost his grandmother last week before I left, God. You are a keeper. You are a comforter. You are a strong power. And the righteous can run into your name, God. You don't have to do anything else but just be God, and the righteous can run into your name, and we can find safety. God, thank you for being that and more, and thank you for being everything that we need and more. And so we pray a blessing on those that are taking time out to join us this morning. And then we thank you for the success of our meeting here in Memphis, Tennessee. The door may be joking that no one acted a real fool this week. But we thank you, God, that we were able to live peaceably with all men, because you said holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Make us holy, Lord, not just in words, but in deeds as well. Make our walk holy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our discussions, oh Lord, today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we go on our jobs and as we go on our different destinations and places, God, make our walk and make our talk holy before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you say, "I be ye holy, for I am holy, Lord." And I am determined to be like you, God, in every area of my life, to put my trust in you, God, because you are holy and I want to be just like you, God. I was made in your image, Lord, and I want to reflect you in my words and in my deeds and in my actions, Lord. So I pray that you would bind the flesh right now, God. Cast the devil out of the mind and cast the devil out of the wheels of the way, and bless your people today and pour out your spirit upon us, that we may be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. I can't pray all day this morning. So I pray that you would bless us in the city. Bless us in the fields, bless us as we come, and bless us as we go through this day. Bless us all day long, and we'll continue to praise you and allow your praises to continually be in our mouth. Bless us this morning, and we shall be blessed. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. Thank God, amen, and amen.